Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
I was wondering if you were going to do
so
that.
Close. That's,
is that close?
It's so close.
Johnny's not here today, so you got Jim Schmidt, and we got awesome co-host today, Heather Heil.
Good morning.
It's great to have you. And you have, I know you have radio experience, but did you really have to come in today with your own headset? I'm like, okay.
Okay, so radio people typically don't have nice things. We're just going to put that out there. But you do invest in a really nice set of headsets. And these are 25 years old.
Oh, so yeah. They last.
They last forever. So you really just make that investment and you use them every time you can.
And they're, Jim, just so you know, there is actual research out there that if you wear headsets, the bacteria in your ears multiplies 800 times. So think about the fact that you're multiplying your ear mites and stuff like that 800 times. And then if somebody else wears it, then it's not good.
Well, why don't you think about buying me my own set of headphones?
Yeah, I would invest in some, Jim. That's all I'm saying. And then, like, I sanitize mine after and the whole thing.
All right. But Johnny is out in the woods with 600,000 other deer hunters. So yesterday, I just... he made some comments, and I don't listen to everything he says, but he's been deer hunting for 40 years. Didn't he say that? Over 40 years?
Something like that.
Wow.
He's never got a deer.
Stop yourself.
Never.
What is he doing in the woods?
I don't think he's
in
the woods.
Come on, we know.
It's because, looking up, and like 76% of hunters eventually get a deer. And Johnny, 40 years. I don't want to talk about him because he's not here, but actually, we will talk about him because he's not here. So he's like getting ready for deer hunting. I'm not a deer hunter. I don't know anything about it. But wouldn't you think your checklist would be, you know, flashlight, hand warmers, extra socks? You hear Johnny yesterday, Sarugis, Meltaways. Then he's going to get cheese and he's going to get different sauces.
Yeah, just
lobster pasta, right?
Lobster pasta.
Well,
so
just to
I
go
think
away
it's a little bit of a food fest.
But maybe it, you know, it is. And I have a coworker at the Children's Museum who she just does it to like have peace and quiet from her family. She loves her small children, but she's like, I love to sit in that stand and just have that time for myself.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the deer hunting weather because I know we have Brittany Merlot coming in, who is the Civic Media meteorologist. But we're off to a good day today, right? 33 degrees in Green Bay. We got Appleton at 32, Oshkosh at 34. You know what I like about the forecast? Like this weather, this 33, 34, 35 doesn't bother me. The sun's out. Did you see that?
It's so wonderful when that sun is out. It just makes
like
such a huge difference in people how expect a Packer win and sun being out.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about a little bit today. There's so much to do. Get in the spirit. We're going to talk about the botanical gardens, what they got going on, and what an awesome parade they pulled off in Appleton.
Did you guys see that? And they were so concerned about the weather yesterday with the forecast. It looked like it was, but they turned out they had beautiful weather. What a great parade.
They had the, we had the director on our show, right, Todd, like last week?
Correct.
So I like parades, right? As in parades, watched a
sing
ton
the
of
song.
I know. I love a parade. Yes.
So I was in the music man, by the way. I really was.
You were?
I was. I was in the barbershop on stage in Manitowoc at the Capitol Theater. You had to buy tickets and everything to go. And I was in
give us a little
barbershop.
Bit.
No, come on. That's
you can't say that. Give us a little bit, Jim.
Unlike the other guy that I co-host with, I can sing. So.
Oh, but there's no proof of that yet. We've never had proof of that.
I know, the gauntlet has been thrown.
I'm going to, not today, but we'll do that. We'll get some music going. But anyway, we're just all this great stuff going on. And Appleton, when I looked at their parade, what I liked about that parade is every fourth unit was a band.
Yes. Marching bands are so fantastic, Jim. I couldn't agree more.
And here we had like the Vans with the speakers on, which is still music is great. But mean, that's pretty cool. They had, what, 12 or 15 marching bands every third or fourth unit? That's a lot.
And that they do that. And also, Jim, that we, I don't know that people realize, here in Northeast Wisconsin, we have some of the best marching bands in high schools and in colleges. I mean, they go to the Rose Bowl Parade. And I believe someone is performing in the Macy's Day Parade tomorrow.
Yeah. Really?
Pulaski, is it? Maybe it was last year. I don't
know. Pulaski could do it. They could pull it off. But East went to... in DC, I know we did some fundraising for that, which was great. But yeah, that music is great. So that stuff all gets you in the holiday spirit.
And Greendale, just so you know, in Wisconsin, Greendale is going to the Macy's Thanksgiving.
Perfect, thank you.
Yep. And like, you know, not a lot of people know Greendale. You know what I mean? Like, and they've got probably one of the best bands, right? Because not something you sign up to go to. You get selected.
Absolutely. I mean, I was in the marching band in Rosendale, right, at Laconia. I was a drummer and all that kind of stuff. We had a great band. We had a great chorus.
Yeah.
And we had good sports, too.
I don't know. I remember I was talking last night. Where was I? But anyway, we were talking just about how important the arts are. And do you remember, this is a long time ago, 10 years ago, 12, they were thinking of getting rid of sixth grade budget cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sixth grade band, which is where a lot of kids start bands. Some of us started a little bit earlier, but and I called the superintendent of schools. I'm like, look, I just want you to know I'm the mayor. I got respect for you as a superintendent, but I'm coming to that meeting and I'm going to fight like hell to keep band in the schools. And don't plan it. I'm reevaluating. And anyway, they didn't do it.
Well,
which
good.
Is good because we need that. I mean, we love sports, but you know, academics is why they're there. But in terms of extracurricular, theater, sports, and music, I think is awesome. So,
Were you in band? Hold on. Were you in band?
Totally.
What did you play?
Trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, I did.
For real? In 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade? And then,
10th, I got 11th, busy with 12th?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was in all through high school.
Oh, I didn't keep through high school. I got busy with other stuff. But
well, what was cool in our high school... Brother Andrew Shane was my band teacher, who was just this awesome Christian brother. I went to Ron Colley. And I liked band. I liked him a lot, too. He let me conduct the pep band.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Drum major.
I wasn't a drum major. No, I'm just talking about like basketball games.
Yeah.
Just standing in the
pep
stands.
Band.
Yeah, the pep band. That was cool.
That very fine.
So you did that.
I did, I did that as well for pep band and also for the parades, the Little Berlin Parade.
Well, so we got Heather Heil sitting in for... Do we have to say the one and only? Not really.
He's the best. He's one of the best in the industry. He's been doing it forever.
He's been doing it for a long time.
Just ask him. So Heather's coming in. And it was you've been a guest on this show because you are a key person at the Green Bay Children's Museum. And we're going to get to that a little bit later. But after we got done with the interview with you, you said, you know, I used to be in radio. So tell us about that. And it's like, are you kidding me? And then you kind of said, look, if you ever need a sub, and you're the first person I called when Johnny said he was going deer hunting.
So, oh, well, thank you. So when I was 16 years old, I went to Berlin High School, and they allowed high school students to be on air at the local radio station, which we're also on here, WISS.
And you were on WISS I was in Oshkosh?
Yes, in Berlin. There were two hubs there. And
we like that.
And coincidentally today, I would run basketball games and work with Mr. Sponholtz, who his son is coming on later this morning. So his dad would do the basketball games. And so Eric is coming in later today.
What a small world.
And I worked at that station just maybe like 5 or 10 years ago. I was there doing mornings with Wayne Mauser. So
yep. So I got the bug for radio at a very young age. That's what I went to school for.
Ears with that headset?
This was actually probably 96.9. I worked there. It was a country station. That was my second move in Nina, and then I bought the headset there, and then I kind of was like, this really isn't for me. And then I was offered the job here in Green Bay. I came to Green Bay, and my career just took me in a different path.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yes,
this is gonna be fun today.
You.
We have today's show, right, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Thanksgiving tomorrow. Civic Media, God bless them, is giving us the day off. And I think one of the reasons they're giving us the day off is we pre-recorded a show for Thursday. Johnny and I were out at the VFW Veterans event last Saturday.
Oh, how nice.
It was great.
Yes.
It was great. And we did the Thursday show there. And we do say, you know, Happy Thanksgiving on that show. But we interviewed some of these unbelievable service people that have been out. And actually, yeah, it's just great. They're great stories. And, you know, they're very grateful to have served. You know, I mean, they're just unbelievable people. And here we were just in gratitude of them. So it was a great event. So we're going to play that tomorrow from 6 to 8 in the morning. People can listen to that. And then we'll be back Friday with another special co-host, but we'll talk about that on Friday. So I'm glad you're here, Heather. This is going to be fun today.
Do you have Thanksgiving plans? Sorry, I just cut you off.
We talked a little bit yesterday. So I have, you know my kids. Mm-hmm. None of them live in this state. I busted my butt trying to build a city that would attract talent, and they all leave.
They'll come back. Chip.
How's that feel, Dad?
I know, right? It hurt. Yeah. They love. I mean, they do. They all come back. They love on Broadway. They love the City Deck. They, you know, obviously your place. The Bay Beach. You know, they're the ones who picked the name Zip and Pippin.
Yeah,
you know, the
cool
logo for that. Actually, the logo. The name was picked. So they were really involved in the city and then the Northland, but they, they live in Nashville and New York. And so anyway, one of my daughters has to work on Thanksgiving. She's a first year doctor. It's a totem pole thing there, right? So we celebrated Thanksgiving in Nashville last week.
It
was great.
Did you do the whole turkey?
Oh, absolutely. Went around the table, what we're all thankful for, and then we put up the tree, decorated it at my daughter's house. So that was fun. So tomorrow, I'm looking forward to kind of not doing anything.
There's a lot to be said about that.
Kind of busy here too, right, Todd? I mean, we've had guests. We're trying to get things going. I got a new show that I'm kicking off, and teaching. It's going to be a nice break. So I'm glad the sun's going to be out. I'm putting up my Christmas lights. That's my goal. I'm going to go over to the homeless shelter, the community shelter, and help serve, lunch and dinner on Thursday. So how about the Heil? What's Heather doing?
Well, Heather is helping with the turkey trot, which race crew. So we'll talk about that a little bit later this morning. I'm going to be handing out the shirts and the bibs and all that today.
The first 10.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I have the shirts.
You still have all of the shirts?
They're there somewhere. I don't have me bring them in. That was such a great event, and we're supposed to have great weather.
So we'll talk about that.
We're gonna talk about that. So you're doing the turkey trot thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh jeez, this is Music Man. That was me.
Is that you singing?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. I was like, wow, there's recording Todd. Bravo.
It's the Buffalo Bills that were the Barbershop Quartet in the Music Man, in the one in New York. But we at the Capitol Theater, it was great. So anyway, this is going to be fun today. Heather Heil is the co-host today. She actually runs the Children's Museum, but she's a lot of experience in radio. So we're glad she's here. And we're going to be right back with Heather Heil and Jim Schmidt. Mind on the Mayor. What is this?
I love it. I love these intros that you have here.
He's the music man.
Oh,
you think
so
I am?
Good.
I just sang
so
in the
good.
Barbershop Quartet. Todd's the music man.
So you don't know? This is
no.
The Doors. It's Roadhouse Blues.
I like the Doors.
Wow.
Let me shut it off real quick.
Just kidding.
By the way, I played Freddie Eynsford Hill in the music man. Freddie Eynsford Hill, that character in the music
man. You did too?
I did in high school.
Wow.
Okay, now John will make something up that when he was in Nogani, he played something, but we'll wait for that.
I think he was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Maybe, probably. Hey, I'm Heather Heil. I'm joining the show today.
All right.
With the Children's Museum.
You are. And Heather's the co-host today and just a great, great person in this community. And there's so many. We've featured them since we've been on the air in June and all these great people that do great things. And you're one of them. You're on the show. You've got some radio experience and you're like, hey, I'll come in. Johnny's gone today and tomorrow and Friday, and you're here. And so besides being an assistant radio talk show host, volunteering,
yes,
your main job is the Children's Museum. Tell us what's going on there.
Sure. And Jim, as you know, as you have been intimately involved with the Children's Museum of Green Bay, one of our biggest hurdles is people don't understand how much we serve our underserved community.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of opportunities. We believe that play is the right of every child that comes through our doors, regardless of what that looks like. And Giving Tuesday is actually coming up, which, kind of kicks off our holiday season at the museum. And for Giving Tuesday, again this year, we are doing an EAT event. And EAT stands for Easy, Affordable, and Tasty. It includes involvement with the Green Bay Police Department, and the event is 100% free to anyone coming in. So there's a free meal, free play, and the Green Bay Police Department is helping serve the food.
Well,
I mean,
kids
unbelievable.
Love it. Yeah.
It is a very busy night. We also will have the Big Man in Red that will be available.
Awesome.
We started working with Fork Farms, so we've been growing lettuce at the museum, so that will be part of our meal as well with some salad for that. So it's a nutritionally balanced meal. We help families understand and navigate, hey, I have $5 in my pocket. I need to feed a family of two people. And I have only access to Quick Trip or to a gas station. How can I do a balanced meal and help feed my family in a good way?
Yeah, I there's something wrong when it's easier to get an orange soda than an orange.
I agree.
And
so
that, yeah, we got to work on that. I think we're doing better. I do. I think the community is doing better, but we have, I love the city, right? And I think we've got this award from U.S. News and World Report, the best city, but there's still room for improvement.
There is. One of our weaker strengths is that food and getting the correct food to these young families and giving them the support and resources. So that's really what we're trying to do here. And also to give some really great experiences with the Green Bay Police Department. A lot of times when there's interaction, it's not such a great situation. So these are great people. I mean, Officer Craig is on here all the time. They're really, really good people.
And I think kids, you know, they need that exposure to the police department because by and large, I mean, the police department is there to help. I mean, they're there to react, but they're really there on the forefront. And something we did, and I wish we would continue to do when we had the horses and kids like horses.
They love the horses.
And they would come up to see the horse and the cops would be on the horse and they would make this association. Wow, policemen are nice and they got... And we just need to continue that because you don't want somebody growing up with a prejudice towards police. That's not a good way to get through life. So I just think that's great what you're doing with these kids. So when is this? Tell me about this event. I'm not familiar with this.
Yep. So it's Giving Tuesday, which is Tuesday, this coming up Tuesday after Thanksgiving at the museum. It is 4:30 to 6. And again, free. 100% free. You come in. You can play in the exhibits, like I said, which are all educational-based exhibits. Now, if you're listening, every adult needs a child and every child needs an adult. So just kind of keep that in mind. However, if you're hungry and you want to come in the museum, come talk to me. I'm going to give you food.
Right.
I'm not going to turn some away. What I mean.
Something to look forward to. That's Tuesday the 28th. We got something going on at the Children's Museum, which is right across from Bay Beach, obviously. Actually, right across from the Zip and Pippin. And get in there. But you guys, I think, are we talking later about... No. But you have... You're doing a big capital campaign there, and it's like almost overdue. Like,
yes.
You guys have capacity issues there.
We are busting at the seams. We just had a ginormous event this last Saturday with live reindeer, and Santa was there, and we had almost 700 people in 2 hours come through that teeny tiny space.
Yeah.
That's not fun for anyone.
Yeah.
So it is a resource that this community needs. We're also providing all of these services. So we're looking at expanding our museum and some really exciting things are going to be happening for us in 2024.
That's awesome. And I think it's important. I just want to underscore the fact that it's for everybody. I mean, you really reach out to people and all different income levels and the it's just this educational, it's an educational playground. Is that,
yes.
I don't want to get down and simplify it, but that's just an awesome place. And, of course we had a big fundraiser there with AJ Dillon. Mm-hmm. He was great. And then there's something coming up with, John, on December 7th, I'm going to that.
Yeah. John Kelly is playing at Gather on Broadway on December 7th.
Oh, that's there. Okay.
Yep. So, we'll be there and, we'll have some auctions and it's a fundraiser to help support the museum. So some different ways to help support the things that we're doing.
Well, we appreciate you doing that, but tell me, let's get back to a little bit more of this WISS radio that you're on in Oshkosh. What did you do there, Lori? Like what we're doing right now?
So I started out, it was called Board Board hopping. I would just like run the board. So Bob Uecker's baseball games, and you're listening to the Brewers Radio Network, and then hit the carts. Like, everything was manual. We spun records there, like, and you would pray for the Brewers to get done early so that you would have like that 30 minutes that you could actually spin the vinyl and okay. play. And it was a country station, so it was like, yeah, you could just, and it, you could go rogue because there was no format of what you had to right. play because they weren't expecting
it. You didn't have Todd looking over your shoulder?
No, of like, oh my gosh, who played this song at this time? That was me. Bob Uecker was done. I had to grab something.
So you did that for a while and you got out of it. I'm not sure why you got out of it, but we always like to give some advice, you know, friendly advice or just encouragement to the youth. What, I mean, you're successful in Green Bay mm-hmm. And you're everywhere, you know, Miss Leadership Green Bay. And you know, I read about you a lot. You're a big Facebook person, which I'm not. But I get that from my wife. So anyway, congratulations on your successes. But I want to give, we got a couple minutes here. You're going to be sticking around for the next hour and a half. But I mean, tell me what you would tell kids to do that are 20 years old, 21, 22.
If you love something, follow that path. I don't care if it's baseball or cooking meals or whatever that is. That will lead you to where you are supposed to be. And when you meet someone new, listen to them. Listen to what they're telling you and what they need. And if you can give that to them, do it every single time. You will not regret it.
I think that's great advice. I you know, I teach a couple classes at TC. And, man, just we talk about that. And I think some kids are a little bit more anxious about economics. And I understand, you know, money's important. But, man, at the end of the day, you really want to be happy.
You
can find it. And there's money in.
Yes.
I talked to them about, you know, don't be afraid of working for a nonprofit. They'll pay you enough to
yep, best make thing money, that I've so. Ever done in my life. And leadership is a choice. You get to choose. You follow that path.
That's awesome.
And also, I would say this. It's not like the old days where you had to get into something and then spend your whole life there.
Correct.
It's okay to come in and out and experience different
absolutely
things.
Absolutely. Right.
You could have four or five different careers, whereas in the old days, we had one or two. So anyway, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to do here. We've got a great show coming up. We're going to talk to Brittany Marlowe about the holiday weather that's coming up for the people out there trying to get a deer and for those of us who are going to put up our Christmas lights. So stick around. Mind on the Mayor with Heather Heil. We'll be right back. You know.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, well, welcome back. We are here with not John Mino, with Heather Heil, who is co-hosting today. It's a great person in our community. Used to work at WISS in Oshkosh.
Yes.
And now you're here.
Hometown station.
But yes, so welcome back to the second half hour of Mind on the Mayor. Quick update on the weather, 33 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, and 34 in Oshkosh.
Can I like get my little Phil here and like do the commercial for you? Can I do this? Oh. Is that okay?
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Well, we're talking about weather, so go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I'm out of practice, but let's see how I do.
All right.
We can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done at home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWisconsin.com.
Awesome. Better than the other guy. Hired. That was great.
Yes. Thank you for giving me that.
And woo! Pella, they're a sponsor of our show, and we love them. And I want to underscore, I have Pella Windows.
I do as well.
Right.
They're awesome.
They do. They save you money, and I don't remember what we paid for them, but I just remember us talking about the reduction in our heat bills because we live in an old house, and that costs a small fortune when your windows are bad and your doors are bad because the We Energies, or I guess it was WPS back then. That was high. I actually, one of our bills, I'm not kidding you, Heather, one of our heating bills was higher than our mortgage payment.
It's like, yeah. Well, in the old homes, well, you live in the Astor Park neighborhood. I do. So, yeah. Some of those old Victorian homes. And I used to live in one as well. So, yeah. I know that as all well.
Right. So, speaking of weather, we are going to the expert. Let's see. I was trying to think of that guy you worked for at WGN. Darn. What was his name?
Tom Skilling.
Yes. I was going to say the Tom Skilling of Civic Media, but I blew it. Sorry. I was trying, Brittany. I worked on my notes.
I thought you forgot my name for a minute. I was like,
It's right up here. It's right up here on the screen. I can't forget your name. Tom Skilling. I forgot his name. Anyway, Brittany, Heather and I were talking a little bit when we kicked off the show this morning. The weather looks like good. Not great, but I mean, it's sunny.
It's perfect for the holiday travel, really. There's nothing that's going to create too many headaches. I know that if you're hitting the road today, there's nothing but sunny skies and decent winds. I mean, by tomorrow for Thanksgiving, it'll get a little breezy, but it's going to be bright and beautiful. A little colder. Highs in the mid to upper 30s for the rest of the week and into the weekend, but a lot of sunshine, a mix of clouds. The only thing that we're watching that's going to create delays if you're flying or driving much further throughout the area is we've got a storm that's just made landfall off into the west coast, right? So that's going to start digging and bringing snowfall from Idaho to Montana, throughout the mountains, all the way down into like Nebraska and Kansas. And as it shoots over by the weekend, Sunday, it's going to start to head towards Illinois and Wisconsin. And as it does, it might bring a trace of snowfall. Sunday morning is a possibility. But that even starts to die out. We don't really see much of that. But there is going to be a cold snap behind that, which is going to bring some lake effect snow showers by Sunday night and into Monday. So Lake Superior and Lake Michigan are going to turn on and start cranking out some of that snow. But overall, I mean, besides Sunday morning, we're looking great.
But no snowblower.
No snowblower just yet.
Just a little dusty.
I wish. I want a big dumping of
snow.
Yeah,
you do. You're
sorry. You're,
what?
Like, hey, what about...
What?
She does.
Oh, my gosh.
She does. How about the deer hunters? Is this good for them? I mean, do deer hunt? Does your husband, do you guys deer hunt up there? You're in Wausau, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I don't deer hunt.
I think they like snow.
You got Granite Peak. Cold. Yeah, that Granite Peak, that's though, I mean, that's expensive to ski in Granite Peak.
You guys are telling me that, and I looked. You're right. You got to get a season pass, or
totally. That is like Alta. That's Salt Lake City prices. That's expensive. Anyway, the deer hunters.
They are doing this really cool thing, Granite Peak. If you do get a season pass here, it's now including a pass to Lutzen Mountain up in Minnesota, and then another ski resort, I think, somewhere in Michigan. So,
nice.
If you travel.
Working together. Isn't that great?
That is.
You got enough hills at Granite Peak, but it a little diversity, going to a different place.
Jim, have you ever downhill skied?
Yeah.
You have?
Well, yeah.
Really?
I've
skied at Snowbird at Alta in Utah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, why does that surprise you guys that
I don't know.
Heather's surprised, right?
I'm very surprised.
Brittany, okay. Are you surprised? Yeah. Are you surprised, Brittany?
That kind of hurts
no,
my feelings.
No, I'm not.
I would be surprised if John Mino skied, but me? I don't think so. That kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
I didn't mean it to hurt your feelings.
I have to process that.
You just don't seem like a skier.
My wife loves to downhill ski. My kids are...
I'm surprised by that, too.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah. But she grew up in, like, Antigua, and they had that, like, bunny hill. She thought that was skiing, but I don't even know if that place is still open. It was a tow rope. That'd be interesting to watch that because, you know, that's big business. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been up to the UP a lot of times skiing up there. Yeah.
Obviously, I've touched a nerve.
Do you think because I'm not athletic or do you think I'm too wimpy?
Why the shock?
Why the shock? Not the like, oh, that's cool. I would expect you to do that. I mean, it's not.
It's just not something mayoral. Does that make sense? Like, I just don't feel like if you're a mayor that's what you would do.
Paul skied.
Do you think so?
I don't envision him
skiing as a mayor.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, maybe.
I'll tell you what. The key to winning in this place is you have to embrace all four seasons. Mm-hmm. People who stand around. Yep. My sister did that, and she complained a lot. And I'm like, hey, if you don't like it, why don't you move? And she did. And she lived in Florida, but they're back here now. They live in Libertyville. But do I think Yeah, and to embrace it, you can ice skate. Now, ice skating, I don't do.
I could see you actually doing figure eights and stuff on the ice.
Kids, I tell you what, that is a that's an art. That's like ballet stuff.
It is.
I mean, my kids are. I wish I could ice skate. No, and I think a lot of guys played hockey. I didn't do that. But anyway, Brittany, let's talk about the 600,000 deer hunters out there.
Right.
Are they going to be all right in this weather? Is there any rain coming, or is it?
No, they're good. They're looking good. Honestly, it's like the best weather for hunting. We're dropping into, you know, below freezing every single night. Tonight, when we hit about 31 degrees, but down to the teens by Thursday night into Friday morning, into the 20s for Friday night, Saturday morning. And again, I think maybe with that light snow, maybe it'll get those deer running around a little bit. So Sunday night into Monday morning, if you got the time, head out then.
No, I don't
but
think
I
you can.
I heard the harvest is really down.
I don't think you can do. I think you get a ticket. I think it ends on Sunday. I don't know anything about
deer. Does it end on Sunday?
Does it tie deer?
I don't think so. I think it goes past. Isn't it a 2-week rifle? And then it goes into another muzzle load. Like it's a whole, there's a bunch of different seasons with that.
They don't do muzzles.
Brittany, let me I think that the muzzle season was before the gun season.
I think it
and
was
there's
the
like
bowl.
The whole no.
No, there's a muzzle loader season.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. See?
Like Daniel Boone muzzle loader?
Yes, it's a thing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So Brittany, you were saying with the weather though, not really having a lot of precipitation. So anyone really flying is not gonna have any issues coming in or out as well? Or with that system, could they have some?
You know, I don't think we're going to have any issues coming in here on Sunday morning, but right now there are some delays. There's a system still on the East Coast. If you're headed towards Boston, New York City, D.C., Miami, they're seeing a few delays out there this morning. But otherwise, I think most of the delays for holiday travel will be in the mountain area, Montana, Kansas, Oklahoma area. Here for us, I don't think it's going to cause any delays.
Okay.
Brittany, can you – Detroit, right? We're playing Detroit. Some people will drive. That's kind of a long drive, but Detroit has a – awesome event tonight. It's like tents set up with food, and it's just a kickoff to the holiday. Then tomorrow they have an awesome parade. I've taken advantage of this a couple times. And then the Packer game.
Yes.
So when people are, you have the weather on Detroit, is that, because they have an awesome outdoor skating rink there, right downtown. But the drive back and forth, that's going to be fine for those of us, not those of us, those people who are driving to Detroit and back. They're good?
Yep, you guys are good to go.
All right, this is great.
Isn't that fantastic, finally?
It is, right?
And I am honestly, I'm a full Christmas mode now. And I know people out there listening are going to be completely irritated with that because we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet.
That's okay.
But what, are we going to have snow for Christmas since you love snow so much? Are we going to, what does that look like?
We better, or I'm moving.
Okay, so we better. We don't want to lose you.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, I can't see the snowfall that far out. I sure hope we do. We do have, after this little cold snap, it looks like from the end of November through the first part of December, it wants to actually warm up. So I don't really see any snowfall in that forecast either.
Wow.
So just a light dusting this weekend and early next week, and then we'll have a little warm up.
But it's really great to put the Christmas lights out this next couple days.
So what do you do?
Yes, good point.
It is, and that's like my... I don't know, I'm going to call it a goal because it's just like, is taking out the garbage a goal? I mean, it's just something you have to do. But I was telling Heather earlier, I like the sun. I'll take the sun and 34 versus clouds and 44. You know, I'll take that 10 degrees just to have the sun out. I mean, I just think it's awesome. So what are you doing for the holidays, Brittany? I mean, do you cook your own turkey or what? Do you go to some parties? Tell us about your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving is pretty simple.
Okay. I said, are you in the holiday spirit? Are you getting there?
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm trying.
What's your favorite?
The traffic today. Yeah. I'll get there.
What's your favorite side dish at Thanksgiving?
Oh, that one's tough.
I know.
Corn casserole or something.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Do you have, I mean, your family does corn casserole. We call it scallop corn. Same thing, I think.
No.
Ooh.
That?
Yes.
All right. I would think that would probably be number one, or that the beans.
I like green bean casserole.
The green bean casserole or just beans?
No, the green bean casserole.
Yes, with the crunchy stuff on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a little debate yesterday at the homeless shelter. We were talking about pies, and we have a guy that donates the pies. This guy's awesome. Mm-hmm. And he goes to Costco, and they have good pies, and they're big pies.
They have great bakery there.
And we're debating whether pecan pie or pumpkin pie.
Oh, that's a good debate, too. I would go pumpkin.
Brittany?
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I would go pecan. Mm. Right?
Listen to him. Pecan. Yep. Pecan. The intellect. It's pecan. It's pecan. It's
depends
pecan.
On where pecan. You're at. Pecan.
I lived in the South. It's a pecan in the South.
Well, then why don't you, if you lived in the South, then why don't you say sweet potato pie? Isn't that big down there?
I don't think that's pecans, really a like pie.
Pecan pie was what they, when you came to town, that's what they gave. We'd like to welcome you to Mississippi. Here's a pecan pie. That's what they would say.
All right.
Wow. I got to go to Mississippi.
I'm impressed.
No, you don't. No, you don't want to.
We'll stay here. So, Heather, tell us a little bit more about when we can, do you have any idea when we can predict some like white snow, anything in the next 2 weeks? And we've had Midwest Restoration on here, and great, great company, getting us prepared for winter, putting the, draining some of the pipes and putting those, I don't do that stuff, but you're putting like stuff over like the spigots in your house and kind of like things to do to get ready for winter. And there's small businesses that do that, and we need to support them. That's my excuse.
We do.
When my wife's like, why don't you cut the lawn? Why don't you do the windows? It's, well, because these small businesses are out there, and I need to support them, and so I pay them to do it.
And help them to. I think that's wonderful. That's really nice. And actually, Small Business Saturday is coming up.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that.
Guest coming on. But Brittany, tell us a little bit more about. Do you see any snow in the forecast? That's what I want to know before we sign off. None.
No, nothing crazy. Nothing major. I just see a little bit on, that Sunday morning, and maybe some lake effect Monday and Tuesday, and then we kind of dry out after that. So. We're looking pretty good for now. You got time.
All right. So let's
get all those in order. So make your appointments. Get ready.
Right.
Do me a favor, too, since we're traveling and it's the holiday season, get a winter weather emergency kit in your car for me.
Because
good
you
idea.
Never
good
know
idea.
If you're going to be in that situation. It's happened to me. I had my sister on the side of the road. We needed the stuff in there. I'm just saying, just in case. I know the weather isn't bad this week, but you never know what's wrong with your car.
What's a couple things people road, can so. Throw in that pack real quickly as we go to break?
Yeah, absolutely. If you could throw some gloves, a flashlight, hand warmers, scraper, shovel, kitty litter, a blanket, or a sleeping bag, because if you're stuck outside for a long time or you don't have power or heat in your car, you need to stay warm. So good couple tips for you guys.
That's awesome. Brittany Marlowe, thank you for this awesome forecast. We're going to enjoy the sunshine. We're going to enjoy a little cooler temperature, but most importantly, Thanksgiving. So, Brittany, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Mind on the Mayor, we'll be right back. But there's no reply at all. Stop or go. I don't know. That's some good running music. We want to thank Brittany Marlowe. Just on talking about how great the weather's going to be for these next 4 or 5 days. Sun's going to be out, a little cooler temperatures in the 30s. Mid-30s. A lot of events going on. And we're going to get to one of the most special events that I've participated in for, I think, the first 10 years, Heather. I'm
Which
not kidding you.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
And did you do this as a family?
Yep, totally.
Yes,
but
you did.
I'm not doing it this year. I'm putting up my lights. But the Turkey Trot is just a great... You guys really do that right.
Yeah.
And that's sponsored by Festival Foods. That is a family event, right? Tell us about that. Are you cheering that too?
Not yet. I am on the race crew. I just help with it. And I believe in it so much, Jim, because one of the primary things that they do is they donate that money back to charities in our community.
Right.
So as of today, the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Clubs from our area have had $3.97 million donated to them through this Turkey Trot race. So there's still time to register, Jim. So if there are 11 races throughout the state, if you and a family member, it's such a great tradition
to
do.
Love it.
Start the day off, come out, run the race, and then go calorie load afterward. How perfect is that?
It's very well organized. It's a 2 mile and 5 mile. Is that still
2 mile, 5 mile? And they also have the dog walk now.
Totally.
So all of us pet lovers out there, if you want to take the dog for a walk, you get the t-shirt. I believe it's a long sleeve shirt, actually.
Yes.
With that, registration starts today for the Green Bay area at the Tailgate Village over by Lambeau Field. And tomorrow morning, the biggest change this year for those of you that have done it in the past, again, it is cashless. So you need to make sure that you have that debit card with you or credit card with you when you're paying for that. And registration ends at 7:30. So the race starts at 8. So you need to be there by 7:30 to pick up your packet.
8 a.m.
Yep.
Thanksgiving Day.
Correct.
And it's a two-mile walk.
Yeah.
And then a five-mile.
Yep.
Kind of a, I don't know if that, yeah.
2 mile run or a walk.
Right.
2 mile dog jog. And
right.
A timed 5 mile run. So it's something for really everyone in the entire family to do.
5 miles isn't that far. So.
It really is not. In a nice brisk morning tomorrow. I mean, Brittany's forecast. Come on, that's fantastic.
Perfect.
And
it's so well organized. You got good music there. The people are so friendly. And what I like about the Turkey Trot versus, I mean, they're all those races are fun, but that is a family focused event, right? Because the kids are home from college. I mean, our kids would come home. We would do that, and you're done in an hour, right?
Yeah.
You get there at 7:30, register, or if you register today, but the race starts at 8 o'clock. You get back. Do they still give you that little pie?
You get the pumpkin pie when you are done with the race.
That's worth doing it right there.
You know what?
That's worth doing it right there.
My kids would get a little bit mad that I would eat it on the way home. But
I would eat it. Do you get it after you walk or do you get it before?
No,
it's after. It's after you walk.
Because
you have to finish.
They have, like, they kind of treat you like it's a marathon. They got all these bananas and oranges. It's like, come on, it was 2 miles. But
it's
still.
It's a full experience for everything. And I am not a runner. So, I mean, I'm on the other side where I'm helping set the race up. However, like with you and doing it with my family, and that's how we started our tradition with that. And you have the matching shirts, and you take the photos,
and you can bring the dog,
and you can,
which
bring
is cool.
The dog.
Milton hasn't done that yet. I brought Baker a number of times to that, but I would encourage people to do that. And even if you do the 2 mile walk, which is what 25 minutes,
yes.
Well, 15 minutes, probably a half hour. It's a good group of people, and it's a nice way, like you said, to start the day, and then you go home, and there's no guilt, right? You went out, you did your 2 miles, your 5 miles, and
got your body moving, and you helped out non-for-profits in our area.
Right.
And hats off to all the people who work that, too.
Right.
Because they're giving up their time with, getting ready for family and all that. So, and when I've been out to that event, and I worked for Festival for some time as well, just really great people, as Jim mentioned, that are out there working hard. So hats off to all those people who dedicate their time to it.
It is. That's a good way to kick off your day. And really, like we talked about, a number of shows. Like, I'm really hoping people feel this Christmas spirit. And there's a lot of things we can do to get into it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour. And we're also going to, we have some giveaways as well. But, To get a good feeling, you got to make a little bit of an effort. I mean, just
agreed. And traditions are so important. And I know that. In talking with a lot of people, Jim, they share with me, our family really doesn't have traditions that we do. Make one.
This is
an opportunity. You have to go and make those. This would be fantastic to do.
And as Todd was mentioning, I just want to underscore what he said about. Sometimes you can get that Christmas spirit by volunteering. And to volunteer at the Turkey Trot, to volunteer at the Botanical Gardens, to volunteer at the parades, to volunteer Children's Museum. There's just a lot of cool things going on. And they need volunteers. I mean, they may charge to go to the event, but that money usually goes to a charity, and a not-for-profit organization. So I mean, just a lot of things going on. But this Turkey Trot thing, and there's one in Appleton too, right?
Yep, there are 11 locations.
Wow.
It's Janesville, the Cruley region. Did I say that right? Cooley?
Well, they don't listen to us up there, so
yeah.
They don't care.
Eau Claire, Marshfield, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Stevens Point, and you can also do the home edition. So if you're still not wanting to do it on that day and want to do it on another day, you can register and do it at home. So,
really?
Yeah, they're still allowing that for those families that want to do that. So I know that there are some people that are still not feeling well, so...
Well,
you can just do
I like it just because I'm an introvert, so I don't actually have to go around people.
You keep saying that, and I just don't believe it.
I went to a party with him one time. He's wearing a lampshade dance. Come on, Todd, off the table.
Of course.
Off the table. Todd. Hey, Todd, what is this Cooley region?
Yeah, what is that?
It's Janesville.
I don't know.
It's Coulee. I wonder where that
is. Where is that?
It's got to be in Wisconsin, because this is all Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all Wisconsin with the festival.
Never heard of it.
Turkey Trot there with
Get
that.
Get us a tower there, and we will reach out. We will be the talk show morning program in Cooley.
Yeah.
But
it is the Driftless area, so La Crosse, that whole area.
Okay.
Count,
In there, we're
Monroe,
they're doing that.
Vernon Counties, Trempealeau.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks
that
for
is,
looking that up. And you can still register.
That's where that beer is made.
Leinenkugel's?
No. What's that? Spotted Cow.
Oh, Spotted Cow.
Nuglaris.
Nuglaris. But that's part of the Driftless area.
That's like... Yeah. Have you been down there?
I was just okay. to Paoli, Wisconsin, which is near there, and did a whole thing there.
That's like this Swedish kind of ambiance. It's and that tour is awesome. I would encourage that. I mean, I'm not a big drinker,
and
but
I do
think
mention,
I love the entrepreneur. She has done an excellent job of building that company and with a great product. And
they're family owned, and they are they do not do tours on the weekends. So I was down there on the weekend, but during the week they offer them. So if you're looking to go do that, it is worth doing.
It is. Absolutely. I love the entrepreneur. All right, we got some great guests coming up.
Yes.
Here. And one of my favorites. I love the entrepreneur. We got a guy coming in here who kind of moved from DC here, grew up here, and opened up a men's clothing store. We got small business coming up. We want to support Dane. His company is Gents Chaps. What's a bloke?
It's a guy.
It's a man. It's like a...
Hey, bloke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great Gatsby.
Whatever.
Type.
All right, stick around. We'll be right back. Mind on the Mayor with Heather Heil.
It frowns to my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the woman there. She took his ring, took his babies, took him in.